I worry that the biggest threat to our country's future is a fiscal or debt-related crisis that would, it would undermine the funding of farm bills, putting a military on the battlefield that can deal with the evolving threats. It would jeopardize our security. It would threaten America's leadership in the world. I mean, China's breathing down our necks. I don't think the big risks are existential. I don't think we're going to have a kinetic war, if you will. Now, you've got to be prepared to. And that's becoming more difficult because of our amassing debt and the interest that we pay on the debt. Tony, we're going to pay upwards of $850 billion just to service the debt. That's the interest payment on the $34+ trillion debt. That's more than we spend on all of national defense. And that is going to more than double over the next 10 years. The gap in funding our government, that gap between what we bring in revenue and what we spend to pay for the government is almost $2 trillion. That will double over 10 years. We are in this explosive debt and interest death spiral, and we've got to intervene. And these are difficult decisions that we have to make as a country and as leaders. And I'm finding it that political courage is few and far between up here. You don't want to wait until you have a crisis. If that happens and our creditors lose confidence that we'll pay them back, that is a Greece-like sovereign debt crisis. And by the way, ag-related funding mechanisms and programs, including the safety net, will be some of the first things to go. And that's why I think everybody, including the folks in rural America, should be very concerned about the highest level of indebtedness in the history of our country, higher than when we were fighting Imperial Japan and Nazi Germany in a world war, and we're in relative peace and prosperity.